Good evening and welcome to the Rabbi Yosef Kalter Bitocha Message Series, sponsored by Dr. and Mrs. David and Orly Samai, as a schus for Zivig Yaakov Aaron Ben Rochel and a refuah shleima, and Yo Ben Sora, the Mordechai Ben Sora, even Nishmas Malkabas Rav Chaim Yitzchok, or Shleima Chaim and Rav Chaim Yitzchok, and Yo Chaim and Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Oren Ben Moshe and Aisha Gittel Bas Sorav Eliezer. In this parsha, Parshas Vayetze, Torah tells us, "Vayiso Yaakov Esraglov, Vayelech Arzo Bnei Kedem." Yaakov lifted up his feet, and he went to the land in the east. And Rashi seems to be bothered by the Torah telling us he lifted up his feet by Yiso Yaakov Esraglov. And what if he would have schlepped his feet? He would have carried his feet normally. He lifted them up. The Torah doesn't tell us insignificant details, just drama or pictures or get the whole picture, the scene. So Rashi says, brings from Chazal, Be'achar. Hashem just said to him, I'll protect you from Esav. Once he was promised, he had this bitochen because of a promise that Hashem would protect him. Noso liboy esraglov venaso kalo leches. His heart, his confident heart, his heart mole bitochen that Hashem is protecting him. Nosalibu lifted up his feet, and his feet became lighter to travel. It became physically lighter for him to travel because of the fact that he was huftach bishmira. He had this bitochon. We see from here an amazing thing that we know many different things about the koyach habitochon. We know the koyach habitochon can entitle a person to achieve things, the fulfillment of the wishes of his heart beyond what he ever could have achieved. We know that the midas habitochen gives a person a menuchas hanefesh. But from here we see that the midas habitochen gives a person enhanced physical power, not just spiritual power. I'm confident. I trust Hashem. I'm not worrying. No, nosalibas raglov, his heart. He was so mole bitochen that his heart lifted up his feet. And he was lighter. He was able to move much swiftly. He was able to move much faster because his heart lifted up. That's why Yisro Yaakov Esraglov, because it was lifted up by this bitochon, this havtocha of shmira. So I think that if we're aware that bitochon changes the physical standing of a person, then it has a very wide range of a very wide scope of things that could affect. The medrash on this, the Meforshim is on this medrash, teach this medrash, they say the following words, they say, "Ki besimchas halev tluyim chaye haguf." In the happiness of the heart is literally dependent the life of the guf, the life of the body. In other words, if the heart is happy, it permeates the entire being. It's an amazing thing that when a person feels that simcha, when a person feels or confidence, or the simcha that comes from the confidence, or maybe the simcha bichlal, even not focused on the confidence, but just on bali simcha, then it is healthy. His immune system it functions better. It has a transformative effect on his guf, because he feels those feelings in his heart. Years ago, when I lived in Los Angeles, I got to know a best-selling author. He was the editor of the New Yorker magazine, Norman Cousins. And he told me that he was diagnosed years before with a debilitating illness. He spent a year in bed laughing and watching Abbott and Costello movies. Just, he wasn't a religious man, just laughing all day long. He'd meet a person, someone would come to visit and say, "Tell me a joke." And he'd laugh. And he literally cured himself. He went on later to do research in UCLA Med School. And he said he discovered, they always knew that negative emotions depress the immune system. But he discovered great evidence for the fact that positive emotions enhance the functioning of the immune system. So we talk about bitochen, which is the most positive of emotions. It has a transformative physical effect on a person's capabilities to do things, on a person's on a person's physical health. It's chai haguf. Everything about the chai haguf, it's totally in this ability to be happy and to have the midas habitochen. Come in. Excuse me just 1 second, I apologize. I apologize. Anyway, so I think that we in a world where there's so many different problems, there's illness, which is certainly directly relevant to this conversation. There's parnosa issues, where people tend to give up because they're so despondent that things are not working. There's shiduchim, which certainly people get very, very dejected and despondent about. So bitochen is a formula, not only on the spiritual level that I'm zeicha, and not only on the menuchas hanefesh level that I don't worry about it, but even on the energizing and giving a person the koyach. You know, people get burnt out. They get burnt out. People that are very sick, after a while, they give up. They throw in the towel. They get burnt out. But no, the bitochen can only energize. The bitochen can help to heal and to cure in a tiviyistic way, not only in the schus from the bitochen, but just because the simchas halev and the confidence, the feeling that I have, that can make a difference. In shiduchim, people just give up on shiduchim. I can't, this gatenish, it's not happening. What's the point? There's nothing. Again, and you know, the shadchan said this time it will be different. That's a line from one of A.B. Rottenberg's songs. But kenish, I can't take it anymore. No, I'm energized. I have the me'ach shuftach b'shmiro when I have bitochen. No syllabus raglo. Things become easier, physically easier. I have new physical prowess. I have new capabilities, all because of the fact that I have this midas habitochen. And the same thing, you know, with illness. Unfortunately, sometimes people just give into the illness. People just roll over and play dead. You know, it's just like it's all over. Like, no, we can't give up. Not only can we not give up because Hashem is in control, not only can we not give up because I'm not worried because I'm menuchas hanefesh, but we also have the access to healing powers to revitalize and strengthen the immune system to fight disease, because that's what bitochen does, even on a psychological and maybe on a physiological level. So it's such a koyach; it has such power, and it's something that we just have to share with the rest of the world. People have to know about it. And what I find is that when people study about it, they learn about it, they hear about it, not only does it affect them, but it motivates them to want to share it with others, because this is a panacea. This is a secret. This is the cure to all illnesses. You know, Chazal tell us that there was a Sefer HaRefuos. Chizkio HaMelech had the Sefer HaRefuos. Had refuos to all the illnesses, but said people won't daven. People won't put their connection and their trust in Hashem. And it seemed that the Das Torah was that this connection to Hashem that we could have without the Sefer HaRefuos we could never have with the Sefer. I'm a refuah, that's all, looking at a refuah. Not the same thing. It was kedai to have a world where we have to rely on Hashem, even though we're not going to be able to necessarily have the access to all those refuahs. Same thing we find low in the Sakra Imois, Kadosh Baruch Hu misabel tefilos shel tzadikim. Kadosh Baruch Hu craves the tefilos of the tzadikim, and therefore they go through stages where they don't have children, all because that's going to elevate them more and more and more. And I remember, I must have mentioned this once, when I was in Los Angeles, a yeshiva there, so we once inherited an estate. We had maybe $500,000 in the bank for a good part of the year. I couldn't stop. Because every day at the end of Shemoneh Esrei, I'd say, Adon Hashem, I need 10, I need 20, I need 15, whatever I need. But then I would, that year, I said, listen, that's what I really need. But if you're not in the mood, I'll just write a check for the money market and we'll manage. So when we need, that's when we turn to Hashem. And if we know that we have the power to enhance our own physical prowess with this Midas HaBitochen, I believe we would work so much harder on it. It would not only as a schus, and not only as a source of menuchas nefesh, but as a source of strength to persevere and not to give up despite how difficult life's challenges and curveballs we may be thrown. Kadosh Baruch Hu should help that we should all have the strength to access the Midas HaBitochen and to grow in strength for the Midas HaBitochen spiritually and in Menuchas HaNefesh and even in the physical prowess that Me'acha Shuftach B'Shmira Nosaliwa Esraglo V'Nase Kalo Lechus. It should have a transformative effect on our material existence, on our physiology, to give us kliches to do things which otherwise we may have given up on a long time ago.